I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast while Jen looks at her phone and tries to figure out where her upholstery guy is. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the social stuff. We try to do TikTok. We're not great at it. We just are on it more than we do it. If you would rate, review, and subscribe, that would be great because we need to keep this train going.
That's right. I forget to say that. Right?
I know. I forget. Yeah. You know who doesn't? Our kids. It's like their funniest bit.
Hey, sub us. We'll sub you back.
Yeah, sub us.
Oh, kids.
Oh my God, sub us. That's, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
We actually might have mentioned that we're moms, and
I think there's like 28-year-old single dudes listening to this podcast, like
what?
Nothing but hot ladies.
That's right. You know what? It at least means we've been down to party a couple times.
Yeah. Well. Right. I certainly. Yeah, that was like my daughter when we gave her the talk. She was like, that means you had to do it with daddy two times. And I was like, that about covers it at this point.
Yeah, had to.
Had to.
Yep, had to make the science work out. But
had to make the science work out after a foxy night of drinking in a hotel. What's up?
I always pictured a motel.
No.
Based on the story.
Eleanor was conceived in a fancy hotel that we got on Groupon, where we got the room for cheap, but the prices for the food and drinks were still the same, and I was shocked and super frugal and unfun. And
now
I
you're
said,
getting me excited.
I said
that's
to my husband, "We're not leaving this place without banging in it." And
yeah, smart.
My son was in the other room in a crib. I'm just setting the tone for a really sexy episode. He was in the other room in a crib, and my husband and I decided that the romantic location would be the hotel bathroom.
Well, depends on the bathroom, but
it was a giant bathroom, if I'm going to say. I'm sorry. We're married. We had no time. I came back from that with hand, foot, mouth disease and pregnant.
I'm not judging. I'm not even judging the
I'm judging
bathroom.
Myself. We didn't want to go. I didn't want to put my son in the bathroom. I'm sorry.
No,
if my
you
daughter
need
ever
a
hears
little
this,
privacy. No.
I mean,
she will definitely have heard it at some point. But you know what I don't understand about some hotel bathrooms? You ever been to Vegas and there's like no door?
I know. What? Especially Vegas, because isn't that the place where you're like, maybe it's an unplanned makeout session that you're having?
Yeah.
So you're like, let me go slip into something more comfortable. Which that really means is like, let me go try to toot as quietly as I can in this bathroom because I've been eating the buffet all day.
Hey,
and we're going to hook up. I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to bird bath real quick.
Sorry out there. Last night was magical. This morning I'm stuck in here with the beer shits. I'm sure you can hear. Sorry. You might want to go down to the lobby.
Greg, Kirk, whatever.
And then you're just like, I'm not going to go get ice again. I'm going to go
get
ice.
And then you're like, well, where's the public bathroom?
Well, I lost my room key again. Let me go get one.
Oh, man. That's the last place you want a bathroom that doesn't have a door. Marriage, you don't need doors. In my house,
I need doors. I need doors.
You know what? I stopped caring because we didn't have locks on the doors forever because our kid locked himself in the bathroom one time, so we took out the locks. And so now everybody just feels like that's the time that they want to ask me all the questions. And then they walk in and they're like, oh, gross. I'm like, door was locked. Door was shut. You came in. You don't get to judge me. My husband will come in and show me like ESPN clips when I'm trying to go to the bathroom. So I got no problems with the door being open. I'm just saving the hinges.
My husband is so waspy. I think he pretends I don't have a butthole. Honestly, I think
he does.
Whoa. Okay.
How did you think this episode was going to start?
This is not the way it's going to go. Because we were talking, they're not babies anymore. Our kids are getting older. And
having like some real moments.
Some parenting challenges.
You know what I feel like it's been? So we both at the same time have had moments where we go, oh, this is kind of like a big life lesson. And if I don't get in the way, all of the learning will be done. And that is the hardest thing as a parent is to have a moment where you go, oh, if I don't bail them out right now, they're going to learn more from that than if I do bail them out. Because we are bailout type of parents in this generation, and that's okay. Like we've been seeing, I think we see the good and bad of, I think some people would say our generation is a bit helicoptery, and that's fair compared to our parents who were like, go to the park for 6 hours and come back when there's chicken on the table. Like, we're different, and we live in a city, and that's different. And
what does
just hovering,
hovering over? Oh, okay, yeah, no.
You know, we do that. I think certainly more than my parents ever did.
Yeah, I don't think my parents were helicoptery.
No, they were. They were the opposite of helicopters.
If by helicopter you mean they got in one and left us.
Yeah,
someplace.
And left us for 3 days. And they were like, you've got like Skittles and cold cereal. What else do you want? And we would be like, you're right. Nothing.
I remember my mom saying that all the time. Look, you're not going to starve. You know how to make toast.
I know
she was like bottom of the barrel.
If you're hungry, make yourself something to eat. And I'm like making sure the kids have like snack options. And then I'm like, you know what? That's true. Like you can put two pieces of bread together with something in the middle that isn't terrible and call it a sandwich.
No, my kids don't eat sandwiches. It's so upsetting. Although they do eat these nachos that they call sandwiches and it doesn't make any sense. I'm failing you guys.
You know what? Who cares? If they're making themselves something to eat, you're not failing because they just were a little bit independent in that moment. So I say that's a win.
Well, it is hard to just like let life take its course and then let them learn that lesson. But we were talking the other day and we both have had, and I actually just had one last night where I'm like,
well,
I'm going to let you see sometimes that I'm right.
That you're right. And that's hard because we all want to protect our kids. I'll say what happened to me first. So Finn, my son Finn, who is 11, and as you know from prior podcasts, we've been working on him not losing stuff like shoes, backpacks, sports gear,
tick, 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 tick. That's
all
the
of
sound
it.
Of the cash register.
Wait,
and what's
all
a cash
I do,
register noise?
Exactly. I don't know. Tick, tick, tick.
Ding, 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 ding.
Like, what, I don't know.
Old-timey
typewriter. What does broke sound like? Because I could do that sound. So we've been working with him on it. And Finn is on his first, like, you know, school sports team because he was in elementary school. So we've done, like,
getting
sports.
Older, getting more expensive.
Yeah, so we go to, like, our first school sports team is flag football, and he loves it. The first game he got benched was because he didn't know the plays. TBD, I'm going to put that on a shelf and talk about that later because I'm not okay with that. The second game, he's got his second game. And I'm so excited to go. It's the first game I'll get to see.
Yeah.
First of all, he got benched on the first one, so it doesn't matter. Second of all, we were gone on his first. We were on tour on his
first. Was there a little part of you, first game he gets benched, was there a little part of you that was like, I need to see this coach that benched my kid?
Oh, 100%.
First game. First big kid game of
100%. His life. I wasn't happy about
that's
that.
It's a little late.
It's a little intense. And I'll, that is another conversation because 100% I agree. And I don't want to get people like in a upheaval about him because he is a good coach. But I was like,
You got to be a more than good coach for me to say you're a good coach, because you know how I feel about coaches.
I know, me too.
I got it in for coaches.
I don't have it in for coaches because I'm married to one, but I kind of have it in for coaches because I'm married to one.
Oh, yeah. By the way, volunteer coaches, I got a little more leniency for. But if you're getting paid for this, I got another thing.
Yeah. Oh, and that will, this will please you to no end then.
Let me roll up my sleeves. Okay. I'm about to throw down.
Where my son goes to school, it's hotter than where we live. So in literally at this time of day, it was 102 degrees.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a long sleeve shirt because I don't think things through. So I'm wearing black jeans and a long sleeve shirt, and it's 102 degrees, and it's on a field with zero trees. So I walk up, and the first thing I see my son getting like chastised, like talked to, like a talking to by the coach. Ooh. And at first I'm like, oh, no.
Need me to get in there and help? You need to tag team this?
That wasn't my first thought. I thought I know who my son is, and he probably did something to deserve this. So, as I'm walking up, I'm seeing the coach talk to him. And Finn, I see his little face and I see my baby. But I also see him getting in trouble. I'm like, oh, here we go. So the coach turns around and he says to me, a little fired up. He's like, Finn is not wearing his uniform shorts. He lost them 2 weeks ago. And I'm like double pissed because I'm like trying to hold my cool in front of this coach. And I'm also mad at him. But I also felt oddly, like, kind of, it was confrontational, so I felt like all things. And I go,
please yell at my son, but
not
let's address me with a different tone.
I'm like, you know who he is. He's very frustrating. We're on the same team, sir. So he
nothing
says,
I like better than getting yelled at by another coach. Adult.
Yeah. Keep it fun, Mom. So I am hearing this coach tell me that Finn does not have his proper uniform shorts. And I'm looking at him and he's wearing shorts. And this is what would make you insane. And they look exactly like uniform shorts. The only thing that's different is the color of the mascot. And so he is wearing his PE shorts. And I say to the coach, he can't just wear his PE shorts. This is like outdoor flag football, like sixth grade. It's not like we're not, whatever. And I gave a little bit of a pushback.
Nobody's going to get hurt on these shorts.
Well, I'm also like, nobody's also getting like a D1 scholarship. We're all like, it's flag football. It's the B team. Like, we're all just here to like see our kids do a good time, have a good time.
Yeah.
So he goes, he cannot play if he's not wearing his uniform. And so then, of course, I am like doing that really strange smile. I'm like, uh-huh. So then I go to Finn and I go, Finn, where are your uniform shorts? And he goes, I forgot them at home. And I go, well, why didn't you have an Apple Watch that we paid so much money for so that you can text so you don't get a real phone so you're not on social media, but why can't you just tell me? And I would have brought your shorts with me. And he goes, well, I just thought if I wore my PE shorts, he wouldn't notice. And I'm like, well, that's on you. You made a mistake for thinking you could pull one over on the coach, so double on you. Like, Finn, you're not winning anything. So I slide him to the side and I'm in my head.
And also, I know you. So I guarantee there was a conversation earlier before he left the house that was, do you have everything you need? And I'm sure you went through and like, listed all of the things he might need. And he said, uh-huh.
So he tells me he's got them. They're like, not, he doesn't have them, but he did fib a little bit and told me he had them and that I couldn't go back and fix it. And so like mom brain, I'm like, track, like, how do I solve this problem? How do I solve this problem? This is like a big situation.
The fib
like
would make me.
Yeah. So he's in trouble. Finn's on his own in a separate conversation, put that to the side. He's in trouble for sure.
Yeah.
We like, you get in trouble at school, you get in trouble at home. That's our rule. He fibbed. There's all these things like we know we're going to throw the book at him a little bit. But on a separate note, I've got this coach who's kind of yelling at me. I'm in my head. I'm like, is this really that big of a deal? I'm trying to like party with this. And then he goes, I did the mom thing. I go, well, can I buy him a pair of shorts for the game? And in that moment, the coach like shuts it down immediately. Like, there's nowhere to buy uniform shorts. So I'm still in my head like, well, I'm going to see my son play today because it's 102 degrees.
You're disappointed.
And I had been on the road and we'd been working really hard and I felt like I was missing out. And he goes, Finn is going to be benched today. So I'm like, I don't want that for myself or him. But then in that moment, there was a little bit of like clarity where I was like, okay, He's going to see me sit in this hot ass sun. I'm going to sweat through my shirt and I'm going to have to sit there and watch him not play while he stands on the sidelines next to the coach. And that was the hardest moment for me as a mom to not like hustle to solve the problem, to go in and swoop and save the day. And I had a lot of time to think about this, Jen. I was sitting there on freaking aluminum goddamn stands.
No cell phone reception.
Just me. I was like, if someone took a picture of me right now, I would look like the meanest person because my face was melting. And I thought to myself, every time he looks back at me, I want to look as miserable as I can. I don't want him to know that I buddied up next to a mom that I really like and I'm having a wonderful conversation. I want him to see me suffer. And you know what?
I want him to see me in full heat stroke mode.
I was seeing spots.
Parched, yeah.
Yeah, he felt terrible. Aww. He felt terrible that he let down his team. He felt terrible that he let down his coach. And he felt terrible that he let down his mom. I was third on the list, but I made the list and that's all I care about.
That's a win.
And we got in the car and he started to cry. And aww, he felt really bad. And I was like, I think that was one of those moments where even though I wanted to, and I probably would have if there would have been a shop, like I would have bought the shorts, even though I don't want to admit that I would have done that. I learned a lot, and he learned so much by me just letting the cards fall and letting him sort of fail. It was hard.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's hard to see him cry. It's hard to see him hurt and stuff like that. But like, I try to explain that to the kids where I'm like, I don't ever want you to be unhappy, but sometimes that's the only thing you're going to remember.
Right.
You know, so they are hard lessons.
They're life lessons. And they're like,
God, my husband has this story. I don't want to like age him, but he didn't get to see Herbie the Love Bug too. Herbie rides again because he was like, the whole family's going. And his mom was like, you eat your lima beans or you don't go to her.
Yeah.
He's like, there's no way I'm not going to the movie. They called a sitter and he stayed home.
Yeah.
And his sister went and he remembers it to this day. It was like,
it's so,
so young.
Impactful when a strong move is made that you think is not going to be made. I really do think Finn thought he's going to pull one over on everybody and he was going to be able to play. And I do think that he thought, like, mom will come in and save the day and I'll get those shorts. And then when it didn't, he really did do a good job of standing on the sidelines. He brought water out to his teammates.
Aww.
He was high-fiving.
It's a good lesson. It's a good lesson. I know. It is.
Sixth grade. I mean, still sixth grade. But you had a similar moment where you had to watch.
Well, we had another sort of Herbie Rides Again moment. I don't think he's going to feel, this is Dash, he's 9, and I don't think he's going to feel the full weight of this until next year.
Oh.
But we did, we've been going through this with Delilah too, and it's something, but like the old tricks aren't working. Like
right.
You have to kind of let them, it's sort of more impactful. I think if they have created their own punishment, like there was nothing you could do to get him out of that trouble. You actually tried.
I did try.
And it didn't.
It didn't do anything.
So that's like, mom can't always swoop in and with her cape and like save
right.
you. And I think that that's
it's
like,
a little bit of the, I told you so.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of that.
And I do think it's
it
like.
It rolls right off the tongue.
My husband and I will do this black hat, white hat kind of thing. And we did it. We've done it recently. But so here's what Dash did, which I can't, this was such a hard moment. But so my son is so Rico Suave. I don't know where he gets his confidence from because God love him. But My husband and I do not have it. And we laugh all the time about how that kid, he doesn't ever wear a shirt. He's got this body confidence that none of us have ever had in our life. Ugh. I don't know where it's from, but like.
God bless him.
He's like, hey, I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to like.
On the iPad. Oh my God. All the time. Every time he calls Finn on the iPad, he is stretched across the sofa with no shirt on.
He's like, why do I need one?
I go, Dashiell, I think your mom's going to want you to put on a shirt. Yeah, I'm just guessing.
BT Dubs, I want you to put on pants too.
Yeah, Finn will do that. He'll be like, well, I can't see. I'm like, you have to put on pants.
I know. I'm a whole what if your thing up.
Cuckoo comes out the side of your shorts.
Wait, does...
Well, what if he's wearing...
Thing a cuckoo?
I mean, it. Whatever. His wiener, his bits. I'm just like, nobody wants to see that. You know, if you're sitting crisscross applesauce and you're wearing loose-fitting boxer shorts.
God,
and
I was traumatized by a guy named Daniel in the first grade.
I had one in the fifth grade, and I was like, I know you feel that on the concrete.
It's got to feel cool. I know. Not like cool like Rico Suave like my son, but cool like there's a draft
in there.
You're not feeling that.
I'm telling you, I was a dancer at Disney World in college, and during the 3 o'clock parade, dads would have their legs up, and it was nothing but testicles the whole parade.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm like, I don't know why you can't feel your balls out, but Minnie Mouse does not need to look at those.
Sensitive, quote unquote.
I don't know. I think they enjoy it. I think their decorum goes away when there's a cool breeze. There's like, that feels so nice.
You know, maybe. Or maybe it is just like when they do get kicked in the balls, that's the only thing they've felt in a long time there. Because that's that numb? That
I don't know.
I don't know. It's so.
But I just am like, Finn, we live in a day and an age where there's phones and FaceTime and all that. You got to, there's rules. Like, you don't, and also you don't know if I'm walking in the back, cutting from the shower to the bedroom. We're living in a small house. I've flippity flopped through. I don't need to. Yeah, Dashiell doesn't
try
need to
cover
that.
A little. Absolutely. And
or Finn's like thing, party gentlemen. Line while they're playing Minecraft.
Oh,
I don't
God,
need
you
that.
Don't want that. I worry about that safety stuff so much. But if he's calling you guys.
Right.
I mean, they're not even allowed to like talk to somebody online or play in a game with somebody they haven't met in real life.
Right. Oh,
they
we have to
see like, okay, they're 12.
But they will FaceTime each other because Dashiell and Finn are going to be,
movies.
They're making movies.
They're
and so they'll call each other about script notes, which they don't have a script yet, but they will call about script notes.
But they do like to do a lot of planning.
They
it's
like to plan
and
Dashiell
never has a shirt on, you know?
He's so literally like he's coming into his own with his sense of humor. So he always got his like hand over the side and he's like, hey, Finn, just wanted to talk to you about a couple things before we roll out into this shoot. My favorite is if he's like, you know, I was supposed to do this book report and it was supposed to be 8 pages and then it got to be 13 pages. I was like, let's just have some fun with it.
Let's turn it into a script. Let's kick this into final
draft.
I'm
crying in the background and I'm texting Jen like, your son is just comedy gold. Finn is like nothing but teeth and gums, just laughing the whole time.
He knows all the vernacular too. Like he'll be working on a script and he'll ask me like, is this like go off to the side or is this center and is it all caps? And I'm like,
yeah. Is this A story or B story?
Look that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
anyway. So he, anyway.
But here, gentlemen, if I may, just to backtrack a little bit, let us as mothers teach you a hard truth. For the rest of your life, nobody wants to see your balls fall out of your shorts.
Nobody,
there's no time when anybody's like, let's see them balls.
No,
okay?
No one's like, oh, that's cool. Especially
nobody ever goes to a Chippendale show like, maybe
let
me
see the balls.
Yeah.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No.
So.
Abs, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
The little muscles around the belly button, perhaps.
Yeah.
Biceps, absolutely. Balls, no.
Gentlemen, let's just keep them contained, okay?
We like them to be like a surprise. Like, keep them wrapped up until the moment that they're unwrapped.
They're there.
They're
okay,
there.
And that's
but I don't like surprises.
You're gonna get.
I don't want... I don't want, and I also don't want, you know, my neighbor to show me, to surprise me.
God, no.
I don't want
no,
any of that.
Dale, keep your balls on
your
side of the fence.
Yeah.
And out of my line of vision, quite frankly.
If you're at a parade route, but, you know... Those characters don't need to see your nibs and berries, you know?
Golly. Okay, so that's a public service message. Back on to running for a student council secretary. Okay, so...
Wait, was the whole thing yesterday Dashiell got in trouble for being not wearing enough clothes on FaceTime?
Wait, no.
You said the other one yesterday. You said yesterday he had one... And oh, is it this beach one?
Oh, my daughter got in trouble yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So this is different. So this is the speech, the speech.
This is a good one because you told me a little bit and then I was like, save it for the podcast.
So I haven't run into this with my son before, but this does play into like his confidence. And I do, I'm glad that he's confident.
Of course.
I really am. Like he's sort of like feels good in his skin no matter where he's at. And I am very grateful for that. I hope that doesn't go away. I really don't.
Right. And if we're doing things right, like kids at the age in that lovely, like, elementary school age, they sort of do have this like unbridled confidence, some more than others, where you're like, yes, man, like you just are like, and I always say there's this great book, I got to find the title of it. And it talks about when kids are playing, when they're like out in the yard and they're playing like imagination or they're playing like, excuse me, as I burp through Diet Coke, they're playing like pirates or they're playing, you know, cops and robbers, if you will, like, they are committed in that moment. They play hard. They believe in their choices. Like, you'll see some of the best improv comedy of your life if you just, like, watch kids at play. So confidence at that age is a thing. And it's also a little bit of an obstacle with kids when they're very confident. What you're talking about with Dashiell is being a little bit confident in a way that you're like, oh.
Yeah, I don't want him to lose the confidence.
No.
But there was a lesson that I wanted him to learn in all of this about, I guess, confidence. Like, I like that he can walk into a room and it's all adults and have a conversation, not feel shy, not feel nervous about talking. Like,
right, because you were shy.
Because, I still am. Like, he walks into a room, and if he doesn't know people, he's like, God, me, I'm just like, I'm going
to
ask people questions because otherwise I'm going to feel self-conscious. None of that with him. And he can kind of play with anybody, hang out with anybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. So, evidently, last year, my friend from the school texted me and goes, oh, Dash is running for student council historian. He just gave this great speech. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, somebody tell me when that's happening,
I couldn't have gone because of like COVID stuff.
Yeah.
But they sent us a video of it, my friend did, and was like, yeah, you just got up and he gave this speech about why you should be. It was like concise and good. And like he was the first one to go, was like, yep, no problem. I'll do it. I don't, you know.
God bless him.
Which is great. And
but he prepared for that one.
Not
a little bit?
Really? I didn't. Well, he did. I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
Like, so he just wrote down notes and then.
Okay, but that's preparing in the brain of a third grader.
Not
that's,
for somebody that did speech.
Right, no. We're like
high school
writing drafts, getting notes.
What are we talking about? IUD? Are you going to use like a black sort of journal?
What are you doing for your visual references?
I want you to move on each point.
Right,
you know,
because that was a competitively fierce.
Yeah.
Group to be a part of. Thank
more
you, speech
cool
team.
More cool stuff. So then this year he's running, and this year his grade, they can run for secretary. And so he was like, oh, hey, I need a poster. That, by the way, is another thing.
I'm sorry, you need a poster. What you mean to say is, I need to make a poster right now. That's a different level. You're not calling your shot. Not like going to farm out, source out.
You know, I'm a real plan aheader. I don't like to rush at anything
because
I get anxious about stuff. So I was like, what? When? Tomorrow? You got it. And by the way, when we got to like this year, we could go for the speeches. So when we got there, one of the girls, her dad's an artist, and he made her as like a superhero for her poster. And I saw him.
I know that's a little unfair. There is a little bit of, I'm like parent heavy handed
shit. You
got
to use it. I went up to him and I was like, evidently you didn't get the memo that you were supposed to buy a poster board from the dollar store and use markers that are out of the juice. Huh?
Yeah, that are in your car and
this is a framer and my son did stick figures.
Yeah.
And it's all slanted sideways.
Meanwhile, Jen's like, I just want you to know that I could have done this.
Yeah.
Problem is that I'm not showing up
with that. Cricket machines were off limits, so I didn't
I
could
get the memo.
No, he's got to make his own poster.
Yes. That's like science fairs. It should look like shit.
He likes to draw. He likes to animate. And that was kind of like a part of his speech. So he gets that done. I go, well, you're not going to wait till the last minute on your speech. You've got to work on it. I want you to write it down and want you to be prepared because there were 12 kids running. Now, I don't care if he wins, but
we
if you're going to do it,
Let that be the lesson from us. We never say,
no,
you have to be number one. We don't say you have to have straight A's. We don't say that you have to win the thing. But what you have to do is try.
You have to try.
You have to try. That's a rule.
And also, I don't want you to like poo-poo it or belittle it because other people care. And that is
I know.
Not
I don't
cool.
like, yeah. yeah. I didn't really want it anyway. I'm like, yeah. No, it's okay.
No.
It's so okay to want it and not get it. The best thing you did was tried.
All the congratulations was on him for signing up to do it.
Right.
And he didn't get it last year, but he's like, I'm going to try again this year just because it's like a fun process, I guess, right? So they go in, there's 12 kids. I know all these kids. As they get older, you see these kids grow up and you're just like, you love
the
all
world's
of them.
Okay.
Yeah. You're like, they're going to be fine. So they're all running. They randomly choose them in an order to give speech for all the parents. And for, they had to do it like a couple times.
And this is
so
your
like
first year getting
sessions.
To see it in person.
First time I've ever gotten to see it. So there are especially the girls. They were like prepared.
Together.
They had bits prepared, but they made sense of it. They had a plan of action, what they were going to do, why they were qualified to do it. Like, all that stuff.
God bless her.
When my son gave his speech to me, I was like, I go, okay. That's
just like you're,
You might want to like just say why you should get this. Because basically he was like, hey, you know me. You know I'm
sub
Dash,
to my
man.
Channel.
Yeah. Sub me or sub you sub back.
Me,
yeah.
Follow me.
And he had written more out than he did when he got up there.
Oh, no.
And his speech was basically, And I don't know this child, by the way. This child does not exist in our house. So this was crazy for my husband and I to see. He goes, hey, guys, you might know me. I'm Dash. And
oh, no.
Because he animates, too, sidebar. He's always done this at home, and we delight in it, where he'll draw different figures, and I'll ask you to vote on which character you like the best.
Yeah.
Because there's YouTube channels that do that. And plus, it, like, gets him drawing all these different, like,
yeah,
characters.
But he's up
like
at the
that.
Podium at this point.
He's up
he
at the podium.
He is talking.
He goes, you might know me from, like, lunch or recess. And I ask you to vote on little scraps of paper.
Yeah, 10-cent wings at BW3s on Wednesdays.
Oh, my God, so cool. Hey, I'll buy your drink next time.
Yeah,
I'll
see you. Busy.
And then he goes, so this time I want you to vote for me. Oh. Remember my name, Dash. Yeah, and does, like, a peace out thing and, like, walks off the mic. And I was like, But here's the thing. Kids cheered. They thought it was funny. They liked it.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was encouraged. Meanwhile, it was the least effort put into any of the 12 speeches. No, not only the 12 speeches. It was not only for, like, there were these third graders, a grade younger than him, that I was like, I'd vote for any one of them. They worked so hard on their speeches. And then these kids that were running for, like, vice president, VP, all great. My son's speech was a little bit like Spicoli just walked up to the mic and was like, hey, I'm your pot dealer. Please.
Yeah. You're going to be popular, but you're not going to be the one that anybody chooses to like lead the charge with like a school project and stuff. Those are very big. That's a very difficult lesson to learn, especially in a fourth grade brain, because there is this weird thing that his first impulse or his first reaction from the audience is that they like him. You
they
know?
Did. And I had this thought as a mother, and I would have this if he weren't my child, which was, it's not fair if he wins. Like, there were a lot of
100%.
Kids that cheered for him, but it wasn't going to be fair. I think he would do a good job, but I think he needed to say why he would do a good job. And I told him to do that, and he didn't do that, and he didn't deserve to win from that speech.
Yes.
So then at the next session, my husband and I weren't there, and my friend said he did a better job this second time. I didn't say he didn't do a good job. My husband and I were very tight-lipped. We told him good job.
Because you were letting the lesson unfold on its own, because you crabbing at him or illuminating what he did that was the lesson is not going to be as impactful as him like experiencing sort of that insecurity of like, oh, they laughed at me, but they didn't really think I would do the job.
Exactly. I know that we know this. Getting up and talking in front of people is
it's hard, terrifying.
And every time you do it, it gets maybe a little bit easier. You see,
that's what I was told.
But. Well, you just see, you don't get up and talk in front of people. Like, nobody dies when that happens, you know? Like, the worst thing doesn't happen. So, like, I didn't want to discourage him from just getting up.
Yeah, you're staying out of his way.
And doing it again. So she said he did a better job, and she sent me the video. He didn't do a better job. He did a hammier job. He did more bits during the speech.
No.
And he got an even bigger response from the crowd that was all the older kids.
Man.
And I watched
he's
it.
Doing
I,
the, he's in a fourth grade. He's in a fourth grade zone. He doesn't
stuff.
Know.
Yeah, and I showed it to my husband. We both watched it, and I was like, we had the same thought, which was, he didn't deserve to win. He doesn't deserve to win. And if all those kids vote for him, it's not fair to those other kids who gave those good speeches. So he didn't win.
Well, you know what, though? That's good.
And the girl who gave the best speech won.
Because I believe in that.
I do
believe
too.
That. You know, my husband, and he will tell this story, so I feel like it's fair to tell this story because I'm not this person. I don't think I'm this person. I think people might not want to, like in my younger days, hire me because they were like, she's too intense. But I was always like somebody who came in prepared, because I didn't want to let anybody down. And because I was ADD, I knew I had to do extra work to sort of keep up. So I would always sort of overdo it, and that's for sure. Like, even still, like, I come on too strong sometimes, and I'm like, God, push the brakes, Hensley. So my husband tells a very interesting story. He was a average B student in high school because he didn't really try that hard. He did
he could
the bare
get
minimum.
By with
he
not
is a
trying.
Bare minimum guy. So he got by. He would get a couple A's here and there, mostly B's. His mom was like, how can I be mad at you for B's, even though my intelligence and your dad's intelligence are generally better than this. I don't know.
You add those together. You should have an IQ of like 280.
Yeah. You are a disappointment utterly.
And my IQ is not that high. So that's why I think that
works. Right. Exactly. So Sarah's really smart. His dad's really smart. But he was like an underachiever. And then he took his SAT and just crushed it.
Uh-oh.
I literally like got into A&M early because his test score was so high.
Okay, so no more BS in your way.
So
like we see
mom's
what you're
like,
capable of.
What the F? Like, you could have been succeeding this whole time, like doing so much more and being like, what? So Colin often talks about like, so he was a cut up. He was the clown. And then he got to A&M and school wasn't so easy. Because all of a sudden, all these smarties are going to school.
Yeah.
And Colin
taking it seriously
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Colin decided to party too much. He'll be the first person to admit it. He partied too hard.
Can't throw any stones.
Nope.
There.
His grades were garbage. He got on academic probation. His mom cut him off financially. He got.
Colin and I have a lot in common.
I know, right? And then he got serious and he got better grades. He had one semester that just destroyed his GPA because he partied too much.
Yeah.
And he talks about that. He talks about how he was a great time at a party, when he would have fraternity parties, he was like
getting encouraged in all the wrong directions.
All encouraged in the wrong directions. But when it came to graduating from college and job offers from, you know, the bros that he knows, they didn't come in. Like, nobody was like offering him jobs at, like, you know, fraternities, they're all dudes and they have parents.
That's why they do it, so they can spank each other and hire each other later.
Spank and hire.
Yeah.
They all spanked him. Nobody hired him. And I think he'd be the first to tell you that was such like a hard lesson for him to learn is like that he was misunderstood. And yet he is one of the hardest workers I've ever met. He is incredibly dependable. He is always like, he's a top tier employee.
Yeah.
But at the time,
Nobody
would have believed it. He almost did himself a disservice by not just doing the work, by not just showing. And it's, again, those are very complicated lessons that you're
Here's
like.
Here's what's really impressive, partying and getting good grades.
Partying and being somebody that's a good time, but I do think it's the pendulum has to go towards more work than
for
party.
Sure, for
so
sure.
That you show people like, and I believe you and I are hard workers. I think we can party, but We both show up on time. We both come in prepared. We both, and those are, that's
we
not.
We both will go, oh, we got to do it.
Yeah, we're like sweating through our shirt, like, oh, God,
yeah,
I shouldn't
we can do this.
Shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But if, for your kids to start learning it is tough. Eleanor had a little bit of that with piano, where she's just, Eleanor's like really laid back. She's a little bit like my husband. She's a little laid back. But then she saw a girl at school who started piano this year, and Eleanor has been doing piano since she was four. And all of a sudden, her friend is like killing it. And Eleanor's like, hold on a second.
Liberace over there. And I'm like,
how come she's so good? And I'm like, because she practiced.
Oh, there's something to that.
Literally, the
huh?
light went off. And Eleanor was like, but I've been taking since I was four. And I'm like, not well.
Yeah. Like, well, I also, I mean, with my son, like he gets good grades and stuff like that.
And he does try. And he's a good worker.
He absolutely does try. So my husband and I agreed, like, when he didn't get voted, like, it's not a big deal. We don't want to make
but
not winning
good
the big
little,
deal.
It's a good little not big deal, right?
We're going to put that in our back pocket. So next year we go, hey.
Friendly reminder.
Here's what happened last year.
Let's
Do
go.
You want to take a new approach to that?
100%. Yeah. And it's so hard. As
wear
parents, we want to sit him down and
try.
Like, we
wear a shirt, keep your balls to yourself and try, guys. I'm
if
telling
that,
you this.
That should be a card.
Kingdom in life.
That is literally the best mom advice. Say it again. Keep your shirt on. Don't show your balls to anybody.
And work hard.
And try.
Right?
Yes, like that is that is the life lesson.
That's all we're asking. Because the other thing was we went. This is so horrifying. I felt so
I
bad
know,
about
this.
I
know. We just sit there and Good. Shake. We're like.
I'm like, what do other parents think of me? But so we show up to the school for one of those like open house nights, you know? And they have this project, which my son was like, oh, they read this book. They're going to do a project.
Yeah.
It's like the end of the book wrap up. And he's like, I'm going to make a telescope. And I'm like. Okay, you're going to make a thing that looks like a telescope. He's like, he kept asking me for tubes. So I like found like, you know.
Jen's like, let me go to my craft closet.
Yep, I did. I knew I'd been saving these for
tubes.
Something. That like literally like something like a rug from Wayfair came wrapped up in this tube. And I'm like, I can do something for Halloween with this.
Yeah.
So I had these tubes. He makes a telescope, duct tapes it. All it does is look like a telescope, okay?
Yeah.
We show up to school and kids have made radios. they have soldered things. They have like made a telescope with different lenses that works. And my son has this like duct tape roll. And I'm like, good thing you do have a good reading comprehension score, son, because this looks like
shit.
Shit. Yes.
Finn, 1 year had to do, you know me, I love art projects.
I know, I do too. I was like, man, all you had to do is tip me off that people were going to make an effort. And
you could work me like Play-Doh. You could be like, Mom, I can't get the tiger to look like a tiger. I'll be like, let me sculpt it for you. And I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
I will 4 hours later be like, does this look good enough for you? And you could claim it as your own. I wouldn't be smart enough.
That's, yeah.
My son had to do a paper mache tiger And he was like, he was making it. I was like, what is that, bud? And he was like, it's just, it's nothing. It's a thing. And he wanted it to be done fast so he could go play basketball. I go, that doesn't look like a not a thing.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, we're supposed to do it, not the parents. And I'm like,
of course.
You working me right now?
Yeah.
So I go into his classroom, Jen, and like, it did. It looked like these things were like at the Louvre.
They looked
like anatomically correct tigers that were paper mache'd, and my son's, it looked like we got scraps from the car and taped it in a ball, and then he painted it orange with spots. It was the shittiest thing I've ever seen, and not to mention everybody else's were huge, and ours was like the size of the inside of a tube for toilet paper, and like one leg was like off,
I
was like, what?
That's what I said to my son. I was like, it was an invention book on inventions or whatever, and I'm like, don't you feel bad because Matthew B. made a piano? He's like, well, his dad's an engineer. And I'm like, I'm a capable person too. Like, all you had to do is like,
tell me.
Just tell me. And I wouldn't have made it for you, but I
would have
made sure you had the stuff to make. And by the way, your uncle's an engineer. He would love to come
over. He could make a piano and a radio. He could make a radio piano.
Absolutely. So all you have to do is tell me that an effort needs to, like, recognize that an effort needs to
you
be made.
can't fake a telescope, buddy.
No, you know what? I go into your school and they're like, what's your mom, an alcoholic? Why do you show up with this? She already lets you dress like you're homeless. And then you come with this duct tape telescope thing. Doesn't work. It doesn't even really look like a telescope. It's bent. It's never happening.
It's not even the good bend. It's not the bend that you can see through. No, he just thinks, like, if it looks like it, it counts.
Yeah, that counts. And it doesn't count. It doesn't count. And by the way, some parents keep score. And I know people were keeping score, and I don't want that for me or you.
Because we are not even on the scorecard at this point.
No, we are, like, off the table.
We are on the DL list. We are on the injured list.
The low end of the bell spectrum.
God,
the bell
at this
curve,
point, you'll be lucky to be, like, working at, like, a reception desk. No offense to receptionists. You're better.
So he's got a project that's due in, like, 2 weeks, and I'm like, let's plan it out now.
I know.
And let's not
preparation.
So that's why he did do, he instead, so on the last project they had, the last book, it was, I go, don't just turn in the 2 pages that I asked, or turn in the 2 pages and do like an animation of it, or turn in something else. So that's why he's got this 13-page script. He's going to make it. He's going to like
make it into a short film
with your son.
But here's the thing. Here's why they keep us on their toes. They will also like surprise us when we expect that they're going to do a shit job. They're going to do a great job because that has also happened too. So like when Finn was like, literally, we were at fifth grade graduation. I'm in tears the whole time. It's fifth grade culmination. It's so darling. And Finn walks out into the middle of the court. Like, we're on the, like, asphalt and, like, all the chairs are up. And I'm like, I don't have my phone out or anything. And all the parents are like this. Like, they are in the know. And I'm like, what's happening? And they were like, this is Finn solo. And I'm like, what solo? And all of a sudden, he starts popping and locking in front of all these parents. And I'm like trying to get my phone up. And then the next time he goes, they were like, and to the microphone, we need Finn Sweeney. And then he has his couple buddies. And I'm like, what is happening? And he sings this rendition of Rick Astley, Never Gonna, to the like homework themed that was, darling, I never saw an ounce of preparation.
Yeah.
I didn't see. So he actually did it on his own. So I don't know. Like, they'll just keep us guessing. And this is why we will have literally white hair by the time they graduate high school.
And this is why moms always say those things like, I know what you're capable of.
I know.
I know you can get better grades. I know you can do better. Because sometimes you dazzle our socks off and we walk around with pride beaming. It's
for
not
a minute. And then you swoop in with your telescope.
No shirt on.
FaceTiming with just such bravado.
And I love that kid more than I love life itself. But man, that telescope shit's not going to happen again, I can tell you.
You know what? We just got to let, sometimes we got to let the little birdies fly. And sometimes they got to fly, you know, at a podium with not a strong set.
Maybe his political career is not going to go the way he
or maybe it's going to go exactly the way because he got up there with confidence and said a whole lot of nothing.
Hey, I got a lot of donors. I can run for whatever
just,
I want to.
That's exactly a politician's scope. So who knows? Maybe he'll be a senator. To all the moms out there that are doing their best, we are here for you. We see you. We get you.
And we just want to say to all the men out there,
keep
your
balls
hidden.
Yeah, keep your balls in.
Okay, bye.
Bye.